Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
R. Kelly might be living a life similar to Donald Trump's because his empire is slowly falling. Recent news that his publicist quit and officially releases a statement. The singer is also dropped by his assistant and lawyer. According to the Jasmine brand, R. Kelly is losing members of his team. The 51-year-old singer has reportedly been dropped by his lawyer, and Kelly's executive assistant also reportedly left his team. The assistant said to have resigned earlier this month after working with him for over a decade. The third member from his staff, his publicist, reportedly left, stating in an interview, effective April 16, 2018, I no longer represent Mr. Robert Kelly. The departure comes after numerous headlines and stories have been published claiming that he has created a cult-like environment for the women in his life. Earlier this month, a BBC aired new documentary titled R. Kelly, Sex, Girls, and Videotapes, which unveiled a litany of new accusations, something to pop your popcorn to. Kevin Gates is looking to get a restraining order against his parole officer. This according to AllHipHop.com, to have terms of his probation loosened. This according to a recently filed court document. Gates, whose real name is Kevin Gilliard, was freed from an Illinois penitentiary in January after serving 9 months of a 30-month sentence for felony gun possession relating to an outstanding 2013 warrant. Now, the rapper is seeking a restraining order against his parole officer because his requests to travel over the next several months have been denied, even though he has complied with all of the terms of his probation and has been allowed to travel on two different occasions. He's no longer under house arrest. He doesn't have to wear an ankle monitor, and the rapper has completed anger management courses in Cook County, Illinois, where he is completing his sentence. According to the filing, the parole officer's refusal to grant the rap star permission to travel will impact several major concerts, including a festival in May, the BET Awards in June, and the Common Ground Festival in Michigan. Gates is seeking a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction prohibiting his parole officer from denying him permission to leave so he can perform and see his children. Congratulations to J. Cole, breaking new records. The title track off his North Carolina KOD album now owns the record for opening day streams on Spotify. 4.2 million plays on the first day of its release. This total passed Taylor Swift's 3.8 million for Look What You Made Me Do back in 2017. The album KOD, amazing. Congratulations to J. Cole. If you haven't downloaded KOD, please do that. It's an eye-opener for real.